country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Let me turn down the live results we're getting from the Iowa caucus. It's counting right now. Some precincts are still voting. Some precincts have turned in their votes, a very small number, and it already looks, as we assured ourselves it would, it looks as North Dakota and a wonderful. And so we'll get into that. Here we are at the Trump Phenomenon on caucus night, January 15th, 2024. Donald Trump is stomping the ridiculous, pathetic challenges of Nimrata Randhawa, a.k.a. Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSanctimonious, a.k.a. Ron DeSantis or Ron DeSantis, depending on which of his pronunciations you're using. So we'll get to those results, and we have the privilege here in this show tonight. We're on from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time every night, Monday through Friday. We have the distinct privilege, as we have many times on the Trump Phenomenon radio show, is being present at history while it was happening, either listening live to Donald Trump making history or an election result like this one happening as we do the show. So that's happening tonight. In the next hour, we're going to get, a lot of votes will come in that time. I've got a couple live election numbers sites on the board here, and here's one that's blinking at me live. It's saying that it's live, and the numbers are going up, so it does in fact appear to be live. I've also got the live audio from Real America's Voice, Charlie Kirk hosting that, and I'll give you the numbers that we're seeing right now. These numbers, the left wingers, the demon rats, our enemies, who have taken over America and have taken over the election system, this is hard for them, I'm sure, for all of these fake journalists and left-wing operatives to report this election, because the Iowa caucus, because it's each person that comes in. This is the way an election should be held. This is the way the entire American election should actually be held. We should simply do the Iowa caucus writ large. That's just multiply this. You walk in the door at 7 p.m. tonight in about 1,600, 1,800 precincts. You hear a very short speech for all the people that have entered the race, 3 minutes. Then you take your piece of paper and you mark your choice. And then and everybody's in the room. It's a small room. Everybody can see anything. No skullduggery can go on behind some curtain or door or down some hallway. There's probably a bathroom there. and then everybody's in the same room. And then within plain sight of everybody, you then collect the ballots. And then still with chain of custody going on at all moments, chain of custody of everything, every piece of paper. You then count them with observers observing the counting going on. You don't trust anybody. You observe everything. And then that number is recorded. And if at your particular precinct caucus, there are 100 people, not hard. You can do that with a belt tip marker on the back of your hand. So here's the way it's showing right now with, let's see what the current total is. It is showing Donald Trump leading. Oh, and by the way, let me just, another preface. The precincts that have reported are the least friendly. Well, that's the wrong way to put it. They are the least super friendly to Trump districts. Every precinct in Iowa is super friendly to Donald Trump. But the most friendly, the most MAGA precincts are the ones that have yet to report. So even at this early moment, Donald Trump is leading with 53% of the vote. And I'll give the first digit, 53.2. Then Ron DeSantis is in second with 19.5. Nikki Haley third with 18.3. Vivek Ramaswamy with 8% even. Then Ryan Binkley, I don't even know who that is. Ryan Binkley with 0.7%. So let's just say less than 1%. Then Asa Hutchinson, 5 people have voted for him. That's 0.2%. We won't waste too much time on these. These will be just a humorous element of the show. Chris Christie has gotten 3 votes. I didn't know he had that many relatives in Iowa. And then other candidates have gotten 3 votes. So I'm hoping this, we'll come back to this website I'm at. Let me look at another one that I'm looking at. On this website, this one's got a few more votes counted, I believe. Let's see. This one had, based on 1,742. No, this other website agrees with those exact same numbers. So that, to me, indicates some pattern of reliability. Yes, the exact same numbers are coming out at this Yahoo. The first site I gave you was a Google site, a bunch of commie rats. The second one here is a Yahoo site, more commie rats, but they're reporting the same data. Okay, so now let's go over to somewhere where we don't find any commie rats, and that's Real America's Voice. Let me just turn the volume up here.
To the 50-something percent there, this early in it. And I hope you're right, and I trust you, your numbers on it. I said I wanted him at least 45%. It would have been just...
No, they're just talking at this point. When I see the image change here, something more interesting. And we all have this phenomenon. There are certain people who we really want to listen to, when they speak, we listen. And I put in that category Charlie Kirk. If his face had been on the screen, I would have turned the volume up and kept it up. He doesn't say anything trivial, unimportant, or untrue. Steve Bannon, put him in the same category. So he must be on a screen somewhere right now. I would turn the volume up on Steve Bannon. I put Tucker Carlson in that category. And those are the three. And then, of course, I put Donald Trump in that category. And if Donald Trump is on the screen and he's talking, I shut up. So when I get an image of any of these three, Kirk, Bannon, or Carlson, on the screen, I'll turn it up for you. Let me just see what's being reported over at the Donald Trump website itself. Let's see over at Truth Social. What are people saying? This is very fast breaking. You know, this is all happening right now. Let's hit refresh here and see if there's anything by the second. This will have to be coming up. No, these are before result numbers, before the result came in, post by Donald Trump. So, and he's there. He's in Iowa right now. And there was a story that he was handing out pizzas, hot pizzas, to firemen at a minus 10 degree fire station. So let's go back here to, let's go back to these election results here and see if how they're updating as these come in. The state's filling in. They're reporting now 3% of votes have been counted. Last time I spoke to you, it was at 2%. And it is now at 3%. And these precincts are dotting around the state. And they're actually reporting them by counties. So each county has a bunch of precincts in it. So this looks like the number of counties in the state of Iowa is, I'm just going to rough it out here, 10 times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, columns and rows. It's about 100 counties in Iowa, roughly. And just doing the eyeball here, it's 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, something like 20 counties have reported out of something like 100. And these must be smaller. Well, okay. Well, just giving you an idea. But with 3% reporting, here is the Trump number now. I'm going to have to get a clean sheet of paper going here, because we're going to be doing this for the next hour. And the beauty of the Iowa system is that the whole thing can be counted reliably in an hour. So let's mark it out here. It's around 8:15 right now, and the Trump total is, this is the update now, 52.8% for Trump. Then the person in second appears to be Ron DeSantis, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Is that good, bad, or indifferent? He's at 21.4%. Then Nikki Haley at 17.6. Then Vivek Ramaswamy, he is at 7.2. And then after that, let's just, you know, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. Because Ryan Binkley, can anyone identify who Ryan Binkley is? He's got 23 votes, which is at 0.6%. He's way ahead of Asa Hutchinson, who's got 5 votes, who's way ahead of Chris Christie, who still has only those 3 family members voting for him, 3 votes, 0.08%. So how many times did Chris Christie visit Iowa? How many millions of dollars did he spend? But let's ask more cogently the question of Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. How much money did you two clowns spend? And that was money that should have been spent to defend America, to take back America. For example, if you spent several hundred million dollars, and they did, That money could have been spent on campaigns in precincts all across America, counties and states, to clean up the election system, to monitor the election system. Thousands of Republican workers could have been paid for. I mean, how much could you pay for if you spent for each $100 million that you spend? That would be enough to provide $100 million. A million being a thousand times a thousand, you could have paid for 100,000 election workers. You could have given them each $1,000 expenses or administration money, gasoline to drive around. You could have given 100,000 people $1,000 each. You could have given 10,000 people $10,000 each for that $100 million. But they spent more than $100 million so far, considerably more. So that becomes downright treasonous that you would spend that kind of money that was ostensibly Republican money, like this guy Reid Hoffman, who spent so much money on Nikki Haley. And there are other costs. There's other collateral damage done by these people. But in any event, let's go. Let me look at the vote totals here. I'm hitting refresh. Let me hit refresh on my screen, see if that does it. I don't think they want these numbers to be publicized, to come out. See what I've got here.
All of them to get out right now after this.
Sure. Yeah.
But Gina, give me the last word as we go to break here.
Thanks, Grant. You know, I wish I thought Nikki Haley would do the right thing and get out. She'd be redeemed perhaps in some way, shape, or form. I don't think to ever run again in this party nationally or even locally. But she would be somewhat forgiven, I think, if she did the right thing and got out. But I don't think that's what she'll do. I think she's banking on, you know, meatball sandwiches, as I think Charlie or Jack said to Christy and whomever else.
Okay, so that's one channel that's got something. Let me bring another one up here. Mute that one. Let me see what's happening over at Real America's Voice.
The consolidation. Remember that out of the very conservative vote in the last election, right, only 40% of Republicans considered themselves very conservative. That number has increased by a full 10%. According to the entrance polling we saw tonight.
Wow.
So look for that trend to continue into other states. And I think
This is good. This is this guy, Stinchfield. Stinchfield is good. This is his show. And he's good, but he's not as good as these giants in my my triumvirate here of Kirk, Bannon, and Carlson. Still looking for those three. So let's look now. Let's look at the results. See if they've been updated by the communist clowns at Yahoo or Google. And Google is now saying, let me hit refresh on them. Looks pretty. Looks like they don't want to let these numbers out. Okay, those have not been updated at Google. Let's go look over at Yahoo. At Yahoo, their numbers are still at 3%, and it's still those same numbers, 52.8%. So it's a triumphant Trump. And when we come back from this break, we'll probably have more results, so stay tuned.
Still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
I'm I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
United States, we're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Now we're here. We're here, folks. I'm just transfixed here by staring at these election results. Let's see here. Here's another network that's claiming they have live results. Let me click on their button. Turn it up.
This is some point when they call this.
Okay. Turn that one down. And I'm trying to, of course, balance mute. I've got about six live streams going here at once. Let's go to the let us go to.
Well, exactly.
I've got two or three running, so I'm going to have to mute somebody. Somebody's got to be quiet here. Let me mute these folks here. Okay, they're muted. And let's go over here to This is the, here are live results coming over at some place like NBC, and they are showing with 5% of the vote reporting, Donald Trump now at 49.6%, Ron DeSantis at 22%, and Nikki Haley at 21.2%. And they're not even showing Vivek Ramaswamy. They just don't like him. So let's just background. Let's remember that in 2016, Donald Trump did not win the Iowa caucus in 2016, the first primary result in the 2016 campaign that Donald Trump won so triumphantly. Ted Cruz won it. And I have to confess, I don't remember what happened in 2020 in the Iowa caucus, if there even was one. Donald Trump would be the incumbent. They may, I don't know. They may not have even had one. But in any event, let's go back here. Let me look. Let me see if there's some updating over on Google. So let me hit the refresh button, which I shouldn't have to do. And they are showing their most recent result. I don't think they want to show any of these things. I think they're mortified to have to show any of these things. Let me see if I can't find another one here. Here's one here. Okay. Now this is at NBC News. So this is live NBC News, and they are showing Trump at 49.8, then with a total number of votes of 3,502, and they are showing what percentage are in. They are with 5% in, so the 1/20th of the vote counted. They are showing Trump with 3,502, 49.5. They are showing DeSantis still in second place with 22.2. So let me update that. And Haley at 20.9. So those numbers are kind of stabilizing, as if that might be a pattern that's going to persist. And we don't have the mail-in ballots. We don't have the truckloads of phony ballots. We don't have the electronic ballots. We don't have the back rooms full of ballots that are being run through electronic counting machines multiple times, dozens and hundreds of times. We have your neighbors in your precinct counting by hand, in person, observed, counting your personally marked piece of paper ballot. So now it's gone up to 6% in. Let's see how that's changed anything. It's changed a very bit, a very slight bit. So I'm going to write 6% down here. Donald Trump is at 49.5. That number stayed the same. Ron DeSantis went to 22.4, almost the same. And Nikki Haley, 20.6. That one almost the same. So let's see whether that pattern persists. Of course, NBC, the geniuses at NBC have projected that Donald Trump will win. and that projection, actually, all the networks projected Trump the winner within 30 minutes of the first caucus results coming in. There's no. They had to do it. Crying. We'll be
men
right back.
Were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Stop! standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street.
We're back, folks.
Singing songs.
And here we go. We've got some more results, and there seems to be a pattern that, about which we can comment now as it emerges. I get the feeling it's like pulling teeth. I think they're being slow to return these results. But here's NBC. They are saying Their current number is 49.9 for Trump and 22.1 for DeSantis and 20.4 for Haley. Now, here's some things you could say about all of this. The Nikki Haley vote is, I think, probably, what would you think? It is more likely comprised in large part of never Trumpers. The Ron DeSantis vote, less so. Where am I going with this? If either of these two are to drop out, basically what we see here is they are head-to-head, neck and neck. So that would probably persist if they were to run in future primaries in New Hampshire and in South Carolina. If one of them were to drop out, where would their votes go in New Hampshire or South Carolina or Nevada and primaries to follow? Well, would the Nikki Haley votes, where would they go if she dropped out? I think a lot of them would go to Ron DeSantis, and only some would go to Donald Trump. If DeSantis dropped out, I think most of his votes would go to Trump, his voters, people that were, you know, with all those hundreds of millions of dollars that were hornswoggled, bushwhacked into voting for someone other than Trump. And so I don't think, and then some of them, of course, would go to Nikki Haley. So Trump's numbers would go up and Haley's numbers would go up. But remember, in future primaries, both DeSantis and Haley have both shot their wads. They spent all their money on Iowa and some on New Hampshire. And that's it. So the hundreds of millions of dollars that they were given by fat cats up front, they've spent. It's not going to be available to spend in subsequent states. And are those same fat cats going to come up with more hundreds of millions of dollars, or new fat cats, new hundreds of millions of dollars to burn their money? Probably not. So this becomes interesting. Okay, here's an update. New numbers. And it shows Trump with 50.1. Let me write that down. 50.1. He went up a little bit. DeSantis at 22 even. He went down a little bit. And Nikki Haley at 20.3. She went down a little bit. And they don't have the courtesies to show Vivek Ramaswamy, who's been at 7% throughout the night in various locations. So let's just surmise that he's probably somewhere around 7% still. And where would the Ramaswamy votes go? Well, they would almost all go to Trump, because Ramaswamy has been making all of the points that Ramaswamy has made have been Trump points. He has merely he's echoed Donald Trump. You know, I'll take apart the deep state. I mean, he's almost kind of saying, I'll do an even better job than Donald Trump. I'll even be more aggressive than Donald Trump, which is hard to imagine, in taking apart the deep state. So they would go, that 7%, if Ramaswamy drops out, that's going to Trump. So take that 50% here and then add 7% to it. And then DeSantis is 22%, take half of those and add them to Trump. Now you're at 67%. So that doesn't look very good for somebody like Haley, whose number is, if her number goes up a little bit, her 22% goes up to 30 maybe, well, she's still a wipeout. Okay, so here's some newer numbers here. With 7% in, numbers are starting to accelerate here. Trump at 49.2. DeSantis in second place at 22.8. Haley in third at 20.3. There's that. And what kind of numbers are we talking about here? Let's listen in on it for a second. Let me unmute NBC. You can take it. This is a tough audience. I know you can take it. Let me unmute them. If I can figure out how to unmute them. Here it is.
And I want to speak quietly. The Cox thing is over, but I just, you know, nobody makes an announcement about the NBC News projections. In addition to projecting that former President Trump has won the caucus, we projected the turnout will be significantly lower. And that's also true here in Wapello County, Tom. They say about 1,000 people are here. That's according to the caucus chair. Last time it was almost double that. And I want to show you the results as well. Let's go in there and see if I can just sort of snake my way through. They're just finishing, excuse me, guys, the process of putting the results up on the board here. Hey, guys, can I sneak right behind you? Thank you so much. So, Tom, if you actually watch this right now, what this gentleman is doing with that orange piece of paper, he's taking a precinct-level result, which I need to say is not official result until it's reported by the party, but he's taking a precinct-level result and putting it here in real time up on this board. And you can see
kind of interesting.
15 for this precinct, 8 for Ramaswamy, and let's see what Trump gets here. 46, it looks like. Okay, so that's consistent, Tom, with what we're seeing kind of all across the board. This is a super caucus location. And if you look here, Trump basically has a far higher vote total. You got DeSantis here, 3, Ramaswamy, 4, 16 for Trump, 44, 46, all the way across this line here, Tom. Trump has scored far higher than anybody else, I think, in almost every precinct. And now they're just waiting on the results, I think, from one more to come down from the classroom.
So what we're seeing here, this is kind of interesting. This is like being in Iowa, even though it's NBC. They have a live camera. It's in what they call it, they're calling a super precinct. So a number of precincts are reporting. This is Wapello County, which is in the southeastern corner of Iowa. And you see a room with that had 1,000 people in it. And so a number of precincts were in there. And, okay, here's an updated number. Now listen, an overall number, 10% in. This is getting interesting. 10% in. Trump has jumped up to 53.4%. DeSantis has dropped to 20.9. Haley has dropped to 18.3. And Ramaswamy is at 8. Let's listen to the NBC idiot.
The biggest margin. And in 2000, what's the biggest share of the vote anyone's gotten in a non-incumbent Republican caucus in Iowa? 2000, George W. Bush got 41% when he beat Steve Forbes by 11 points. So again, Trump could beat that margin record, could beat that vote share record. All of the polling's been suggesting that. And frankly, if he doesn't clear those two thresholds tonight, that's probably a disappointment for his campaign. Those seem like modest thresholds given where the polling has been. Some other things we could show you, that race for second place, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, it seems like a race for second place. We'll see if that's what emerges tonight. Haley in our final poll catching DeSantis. She'd been running.
Okay, this guy's showing polling numbers. And so disregard that because we're now looking at results. This guy's he's kind of history now. Here's 11% in. Here's a new number. Let me write it down quickly. No, 12% in. Okay, so it's accelerating. It's accelerating, boys and girls. 12% in. So this will probably happen now throughout the night. Trump at 54.8. DeSantis still in second place. Oh, wait, it just went up to 16%. It's going fast. I can't even read them fast enough to get it. Trump is now at 52.3. Okay. DeSantis at 20.8. This is kind of fun, isn't it? Oh, it went up to 19%. Forget that one. Let's go to 19. I'll start over again. Trump is at 51.6. DeSantis is at 20.3. Haley is at 20.1. And they're not, come on, give me Ramaswamy, you idiots. You know, it's like you can't fit him in. So that's at 19%. Now this, oh, it just jumped again. 23%. Trump, 50.1. Haley, oh, Haley moved into second place. 20.8. And DeSantis dropped to third at 20.7. I like that. I like him moving back and forth like that. That's good. Now 25% in. New result. New. This is like a horse race, a ticker from the Kentucky Derby here. Trump at 25% in is at 50.5. Now, that's beautiful. I mean, let me just tell you, that's beautiful. DeSantis is at 20.7 after his hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay, it just went up to 26%. Oh, come on. This is getting... I can't read fast enough. 50.7 for Trump. 20.8 for DeSantis, who's back in second place. And ladies and gentlemen, they're coming down around down the back stretch. DeSantis, jockey is whipping DeSantis's ass, and he's pulling ahead of Haley the filly, 20.2. Okay, she's at 20.2. And now this is 27%. Trump at 50.8. Okay, DeSantis at 20.8. Even. That's, he's getting his ass whipped by the jockey. Haley's at 19%. So this is really, how do they say, this is a horse race? Okay, now it's at 34. It jumped up 7 percentage points. Eventually they're going to inflict an ad on me. I know it. Trump's at 51.9. DeSantis is at 20.7. No, wait a minute. Okay. Okay, DeSantis at 20.7. Screen's moving on me. NBC's fault. Haley's at 19.0. And that's with 34% in. So now, folks, these are solid numbers. It isn't going to change a whole lot from this result. And I'm looking at a map. There's a map of... counties that are in, and it's starting to really fill in. There's some of the counties that aren't in there are some, from my knowledge of Iowa, are really rural counties, and those really rural counties are going to be even more heavily Trump than others, in my opinion. So let's watch the still at 30. I can breathe for a moment, staying at 34%. With Trump with 51.9. Let's wait for the next bump up here in the number. But let's just say this, a night for celebration. The demon rats have not come up with any successful dirty trick so far tonight. Whatever they had in their magic hat of crap they could do to us, it didn't work. It's still at 34%. So I've got my eye focused here on a particular, sorry to admit it, folks. I'm actually looking at NBC News, and so far they have the best live board that I've seen. So I'm just going to keep my eyes stuck on this. Let me go over here. Let me see if any of my gods of commentary have appeared on the screen here. Rather than minor figures, I don't see any of my big three, Carlson, Bannon, or Kirk, on the screen. Let's see here. Now, I wonder if they're, this is a stunt that we saw back in 2020, is at a certain point, they froze the screen, and they stopped announcing results. Trump was way ahead. And mysteriously, there were emergencies and problems and difficulties all over the place. And voting was suspended. No, not voting. Counting. Remember the Stalinist precept. It's not who votes. It's who counts the votes that counts. So, these people that this network and all of our efforts are pledged against, this is a Marxist, Alinskyite, Leninist, communist network of people that we're fighting, who've taken over, they've seized our government. And so when you fly your, as I do on my balcony, or on my porch, my Trump flag, it says, "Take back America." One of my flags. I have a number of flags. Make America great again. Take back America. Trump won. That's one of my flags. But take America back is really what we have to do, because we've lost it. We have to take it back. And the let's see here. Let me get my message board going here. I've been so preoccupied with this, I haven't looked at my message board. Okay, let me send a message here to my engineer, producer, director. I send her a for any messages. Send her a message. There we go. And that was kind of a cue to run an ad. So stay tuned for the show right after this ad. And the numbers are bigger now. Stay tuned.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, folks, we're back. And you know, one of our favorite people, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is on the screen right now. Let's listen to her.
Instead of using their federal jobs for political activism.
I love it. Well, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Come on, let's clink.
Cheers.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Absolutely.
All right, folks, thank you, Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is a victory, as I said, for all of us. I want to get out to Charlie Kirk, who is out with live coverage.
Hello, Real America's Voice, and all of our friends and our streaming partners. We continue here. Let's go around the horn. Blake, say hello.
Hello. And by the way, Blake is taking applications. If you are single and want a husband, email me your resume, freedom@charliekirk.com. Tyler Boyer, who runs Turning Point Action, the political Svengali of the American
right. Okay, I'll turn that down. He's doing a promo for Turning Point USA, which I love and to which I contribute. But the let's go back to NBC. So that was Marjorie Taylor Greene there. You just got to hear the tail end of what she had to say. Let's go to NBC. Okay, currently it's 38% of the votes are in. 38. And what is the total on this done deal? Trump at 52.2. Okay, so he's gone up. DeSantis at 20.3 in second place. Haley at 19.0. And poor Vivek Ramaswamy, I'm just going to assume he's going to be somewhere around 7 to 8% the whole night here. They're just not going to show his result. And those are Trump votes. So add 7 or 8% to Trump because Vivek will – he's not going to stick in there. Well, he might. He might. Politicians are strange creatures. So it's at 38% there and Trump at 52.2. This is good, folks. It's very good. And it's the next item up, the next primary event is New Hampshire next week. And I don't know what day of the week it is, but it's 1 week away. And there's how much can you do in 1 week? So the news will have gone out to all these Republicans across the country. Trump won in Iowa. That may have seemed obvious to us, to you knowledgeable patriots. It may have seemed like, well, duh, he won in Iowa. Yeah. But, you know, not everybody is as well informed as you are. So all of America will get the message, hey, Trump stomped his opponents in Iowa. He is king of the hill. He is in charge of the Republican Party. He is our champion. Astride his charger. And that affects people's psychology. People want to be part of something that's winning. So watch that pick up steam. To kind of mix my metaphors here, the Trump train will pick up steam going into New Hampshire and more steam going into South Carolina, which will be the third primary. And then they start coming in bunches. There is Super Tuesday is now, boy, shame on me for not knowing this right off the top of my head. When is Super Tuesday? That is the day on which a whole bunch of primaries are decided, and it's all over after Super Tuesday. You know what? It's all over after tonight. Super Monday here on the Trump Phenomenon. We'll see you again tomorrow night. We'll have the final results. Be back for part two of the party. See you then. Hold on to that feeling. Don't stop believing.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.